Well, good afternoon. I'm glad to be back here with you again. We are in the midst of a sermon series on the book of Revelation. We're also in the Advent season, and Christmas is just 10 days away.
弟兄们，下午好，很高兴再次回到你们当中。我们正在进行启示录系列的讲道，距离圣诞节只有十天了。目前我们正处在纪念基督的降临期。
With the book of Revelation's strange apocalyptic images and metaphor, with its frequent allusions to the Old Testament, and with its emphasis on trials and tribulations we experience now or in the future, you might want to ask, does the book of Revelation have anything to do with Christmas?
由于启示录中充满了奇异的有关末后世界的意象画面的隐喻，频繁地提及旧约的典故，同时强调我们现在或将来要经历的考验和磨难，你可能会想问，那启示录与圣诞节有什么关系吗？
Well, Christmas is about a birth. It's a birth scene. And there's a birth scene in the book of Revelation. So let's turn to that passage in the 12th chapter of the book of Revelation.
对了，圣诞节是一个关于生命诞生的故事，是一个诞生的场景。在启示录中也有一个诞生的场景的意象。那么让我们把圣经翻到启示录十二章来看这一段的经文。
Please stand for the reading of God's Word, starting with verse 1 of chapter 12 of Revelation.
请弟兄姊妹起立，我们来阅读启示录十二章一到六节的经文。
A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth.
天上显出大异象来，有一个妇人身披日头，脚踏月亮，头戴12星的冠冕，她怀了孕，在生产的艰难中疼痛呼叫。
Then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads.And 10 horns and 7 crowns on its head. Its tail swept 1/3 of the stars out of the sky and flung them to the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth, so that it might devour her child the moment he was born.
天上又显出异象来，有一条大红龙，7头10脚，其头上戴着7个冠冕。他的尾巴拖着天上星辰的1/3，摔在地上，龙就站在那将生产的妇人面前，等她生产之后要吞吃她的孩子。
So she gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. And her child was snatched up to God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness to a placeprepared for her by God, where she might be taken care of for 1,260 days.
妇人生了一个男孩子，是将来要用铁杖管辖万国的。他的孩子被提到神宝座那里去了，妇人就逃到旷野，在那里有神给他预备的地方，使他被养活1260天。
So ends the reading of God's Word. Please be seated.
上帝的话就读到这里，弟兄姊妹请坐。
In this passage, the Apostle John sees a great sign. The word sign means that what John sees is metaphorical, and it's meant to be taken on many levels.
在这段经文中，使徒约翰看到了一个大的迹象。迹象一词意味着约翰所看的是隐喻性的，应该从多个层面来解释。
On the first level of interpretation, this sign can be understood as being about Mary in the birth of Jesus. We can come to that conclusion because the child that is born is a son, one who will rule all nations and is taken up to God in his throne. This is clearly a reference to Jesus' current state of sitting at the right hand of the Father in heaven, from whence he shall come to judge the heaven and the earth.
从第一个层面解释来看，这个真相可以理解为玛利亚和耶稣的诞生有关。我们之所以得出这样的结论，因为生出的孩子是一个儿子，他是将统治万国的，他被带到上帝和上帝的宝座那里去了。这显然是指耶稣基督目前的状态，他现今坐在天父的右边，他将从那里降临审判全地。
But what then is this enormous red dragon waiting to eat the woman's child? Without exception, the dragon is seen in the Old Testament as the nations who opposed and persecuted God's people, inspired and empowered by Satan. And in addition to the dragon waiting to kill the child, the dragon is also causing pain to the woman waiting to give birth.
那么这条等待吞吃妇人孩子的大红龙又是什么呢？在旧约中无一例外，龙是指那些抵挡和迫害上帝子民的国家，他们受到撒旦的鼓动和授权。除了等待杀死孩子之外，龙还会给等待分娩的妇人带来痛苦。
And again, on this first level of interpretation, we can understand this as a reference to Jesus' birth story. Joseph and the pregnant Mary are forced to travel to the town of Bethlehem by the Roman oppressors for the census. This causes the town to be overcrowded, having no room left in the inns, and forcing Mary to give birth among the animals in the stable.
同样，在第一层的解释中，我们可以将其理解为这里引自那耶稣降生的故事。约瑟和怀孕的玛利亚被罗马强权者逼迫下前往伯利恒进行人口普查，这导致伯利恒人满为患，客栈里没有了位置，玛利亚不得不在马厩中和动物中生下孩子。
Then there's also the evil King Herod, who, because of jealousy about the report of a newborn king, decides to kill all the baby boys around Bethlehem. This causes Mary and Joseph, with the baby Jesus, to flee to Egypt for safety. And in the Bible, going down to Egypt is never a good thing. It is a necessity caused by dire circumstances.
还有邪恶的希律王，他因着听到新生王的降生而嫉妒，决定杀死在伯利恒周围所有的男婴，这导致玛利亚、约瑟夫和男孩耶稣、男婴耶稣逃到埃及寻求安全。在圣经中，去埃及从来不是一件好事，这是危急情况下不得已而已。
To sum up, the story of Jesus' birth, Christmas, is one that occurs under trying and perilous circumstances caused by hostile political powers. In other words, the red dragon with the horns and crowns on its seven heads. On one level, this great sign does seem to be a reference to the Christmas story in the book of Revelation.
总之，耶稣诞生的故事，圣诞节是在敌对政治势力造成的艰难的危险的环境下发生的。换句话说，就是那七头头上长着七角、带着冠顶的大红龙。所以，从某种程度上讲，这个大的真相似乎确实指的是启示录中圣诞的故事。
But as I said earlier, the reference to a great sign means that there's more than one level of interpretation. And the second level of interpretation is based on the identity of the woman, who is very prominent in this vision.
但正如我前面所说的，大真相意味着不止一个层面的解释。第二个层面的解释就是基于这个妇人的身份，这是意象中最为突出的。
The woman can be married, but pay close attention to the details of the woman's image. Notice the reference to the sun and the moon and the 12 stars. Does this ring a bell for you? Does it remind you of any Old Testament story?
这个妇人指玛利亚，但要特别关注这个妇人形象的细节，注意其中提到了太阳、月亮和十二颗星星，你对此有印象吗？它让你想起旧约中什么样的故事呢？
This is clearly a reference to Joseph's dream about the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowing down to him, meaning his mother, father, and 11 brothers who would eventually depend on him. The sun and the moon and the stars are a reference to the nation of Israel, God's chosen people in the Old Testament. The prophet Isaiah also frequently refers to the restored Israel as a woman wearing a crown and her face shining like the sun. This allusion to the woman as representing Israel is the key to a broader interpretation of the great sign that John sees.
这显然是指约瑟梦见太阳、月亮和十一颗星星向他俯首称臣。这意味着他的父亲、母亲和十一个兄弟最终将依靠他。日月星辰指的是旧约中上帝的选民以色列国。先知以赛亚也经常提到，复兴后的以色列就像一个戴着王冠的女人，她的脸像太阳一样闪耀。在约翰看到的这个大真相中，对妇人的描写，就代表着以色列啊是一个非常关键的诠释。
In this second, broader interpretation, the woman represents the faithful covenant community of Israel, which is to give birth to the Messiah. And after the Messiah arrives and is taken to heaven, the woman represents the faithful covenant community of the Messiah, which is waiting faithfully to his return.
在第二个层面的解释中，女人代表以色列忠实的立约群体，弥赛亚将从他们而生。弥赛亚到来并带到天上后，女人就代表着忠实弥赛亚的立约群体，他们正忠实地等候弥赛亚的再来。
This faithful covenant community of the Messiah, which is us, is spiritually born as if on eagle's wings into the wilderness, where it is protected and nurtured by God, as was ancient Israel.
这个弥赛亚忠实的群体，也就是我们，在属灵上像雄鹰展翅一样被带到旷野，在那里受到上帝的保护和哺育，就像古代以色列人一样。
Now, this interpretation gives the impression that God's plan, worked through his people, has always seemed in jeopardy of a disastrous ending, like a dragon waiting to devour a newborn child. But the dragon is always frustrated by miraculous actions of God.
这种解释给人的印象是，上帝通过他的子民实施的计划似乎总是面临着灾难性的结局，就像一条等待吞噬新生儿的巨龙。但是，神奇妙的行动总是使龙受挫败。
Now, notably, this is the insight that the Church Father Augustine lays out in his great work, The City of God. In the city of God, Augustine traces out this constant pattern that shows up in Scripture where it seems that God's plan for his people is about to be frustrated. But then something happens to save it. Let me give you a few examples.
值得注意的是, 这正是教父奥古斯丁, 在他伟大的著作《上帝之城》中提到的见解。 在《上帝之城》中, 奥古斯丁描绘了圣经中 经常出现的一种模式, 就是上帝为他的子民制定的计划 似乎要落空, 但随后发生的事情 却拯救了这一个计划。 让我给你们举几个例子。
After Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, God cursed the humans he has created to be his people. But all was not lost, for God promised the seed of the woman that will come and crush the serpent.
亚当和夏娃在伊甸园犯罪后, 上帝咒诅临到他所创造的人类, 但这一切并没有失败, 因为上帝应许女人的后裔, 将会降临,
Eve then gives birth to two sons, Cain and Abel. But Cain kills righteous Abel and is cursed by God. At this point, the question arises, where is this promised seed of the woman going to come from? Well, Eve gave birth to a son called Seth, who takes the place of Abel. It is from Seth's line that the Messiah will arise.
夏娃随后生下了两个儿子，该隐和雅各，但该隐杀死了义的雅各，受到了上帝的咒诅。这样，问题来了：应许女人的后裔从哪里来呢？夏娃又生了一个儿子，名叫赛特，他取代了雅各的位置。
Now, in the line of Seth is Abraham, to whom God promised to give many children, from whose children one would come that would bless all the peoples on the face of the earth. But Abraham's wife is very old and has always been barren, until God gives her a son, Isaac.
赛特的后裔是亚伯拉罕，上帝应许要赐给他许多的子孙，从他的子孙中将会有大有的子孙要祝福全地的人，但亚伯拉罕的妻子已经年迈，一直不能生育，直到上帝赐给他一个儿子以撒。Isaac's
son Jacob and his sons were living in this land of God's promise when a deadly famine in the land threatens to kill them. How can they be saved? By the 12th son, who they all thought to be dead, but was now the prince of Egypt, who could give them food and shelter.
以撒的儿子雅各和他的儿子们生活在上帝应许的这片土地上，一场致命的饥荒威胁着他们的生命。 那他们如何才能够被拯救呢? 他们都以为已经死了的第十二个儿子，但他现在成了埃及的王子， 可以给他们提供食物和居所。
And then when a Pharaoh arose who did not know Joseph, the oppressed Israelites and their leader flee Egypt, only to come to the barrier of the Red Sea in front of them, with the armies of Egypt coming behind to destroy them. This looks like the end of the line of Seth in God's plan. But then God intervened in a miraculous way, and the children of Israel walked through the Red Sea on dry ground, and the armies of Egypt are destroyed by God.
然后，当一位不认识约瑟的法老兴起时， 保守压迫的以色列人和他们的领袖逃离了埃及，他们却被挡在红海的屏障前，埃及的军队紧随其后，准备消灭他们。这似乎好像赛特的血脉和上帝的计划要终结了。 但后来上帝以奇迹般的方式介入，以色列民在干地上走过红海，埃及的军队却被上帝给消灭了。
Those are just a few of the perilous moments in the line of Seth and God's future plans escape. Just like the woman and the child escaped from the red dragon is a great sign, in the great sign. I encourage you to keep your eyes open for other similar escapes as you read through the Old Testament.
这些只是在这个家庭中和上帝未来计划所逃脱的几个危险时刻，就像那个大征兆中妇人和孩子逃离大洪流一样。我鼓励你在阅读旧约的时候睁大眼睛，留意其他类似的逃脱事件。
Now moving to the New Testament, God's plan seems to be in constant peril. I've already referred to Herod wanting to kill the newborn king. But Jesus seems to have lived in constant peril. His own town people in Nazareth want to throw him off a cliff at the edge of town. And an abrupt storm threatens to swamp his boat in the middle of the Sea of Galilee. And the leaders of the Jewish people plot to kill him. And they succeed.
回到新约，上帝的计划似乎总是处在危险之中。我已经提到了西律王想要杀死新生的君王，但耶稣似乎一直生活在危险之中。他自己乘着拿撒勒尼，想把他从城边的悬崖上扔下去。一场突如其来的风暴威胁着把他的船淹没在加利利的海中。犹太人的领袖们密谋想杀死他，他们成功了。
And that seems to be the end of God's great plan. Jesus' disciples from Emmaus sum up well the dashed hopes they had in the recently crucified Jesus when they tell, that they tell the stranger on their walk home. They tell the stranger, we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel.
这似乎是上帝伟大的计划终结了。耶稣的门徒在以马忤斯路回家的路上告诉陌生人，他们对刚刚被钉死在十字架上的耶稣的希望破灭了。他们对陌生人说，但我们素来所期盼的要属以色列民的就是他。
The fact is that Jesus did redeem his people, and God proved it when he raised Jesus from the dead on Easter morning. The dragon thought he had devoured the child of the woman, but God snatched him up to the throne of heaven.
事实上，耶稣确实救赎了他的子民。上帝在复活节的早上让耶稣从死里复活，就证明了这一点。龙以为自己吞吃了妇人的孩子，但上帝却把他带到了天上的宝座上。
So what is the point of this great sign about the woman and the child and the dragon that John sees? I think there are three points here that we need to take to heart.
那么约翰所见的关于妇人、孩子和龙这个大的征兆有什么意义呢？我认为在这里有三点需要我们铭记在心。
The first point is that salvation is from God and not from us. If our salvation came from us, it would have failed a long time ago. We need the miraculous intervention of God to save us from our sin and from Satan. So trust in God alone for your salvation and not in yourself.
第一点，救恩来自上帝，而不是我们自己。如果我们的救赎是来自我们自己，那么我们早就失败了。我们需要上帝神迹般的干预来拯救我们脱离罪恶和撒旦。因此唯独信靠上帝才能得到救赎，而不是靠你自己。
The second point is that God's plan is not always easy to see. It often seems foolish and weak, and is frequently in peril. But God gives sights to us to see His amazing plan of salvation, to see that salvation is from the hand of God, just as John sees it in the great sign of the woman and the child and the dragon.
第二点，上帝的计划并不总是那么显而易见，他常常显得愚蠢和软弱，而且经常处在危险之中。但上帝赐给我们眼力，让我们能够看到他奇妙的救赎计划，看到救赎出自上帝之手，就如约翰从妇人、男孩和聋的大征兆中看到的一样。
So do not be fooled by the world and its appearances that make the things of God seem weak and foolish. Ask God to give you true insight into His working in the world.
因此，不要被这个世界和其表象所迷惑。他常常让上帝的事物显得软弱和愚蠢，祈求上帝赐给你真正的洞察力。
The third point is that God preserves His people who remain faithful to Him. He carries them as if on eagle's wings into the wilderness. They will know tribulation, but they will also have divine protection and spiritual nurture from God in this place, just as the children of Israel did when they were led there by Moses. So seek this place of divine protection and nurture.
第三点，上帝保守忠于他的子民，他如鹰展翅带他们进入旷野，他们会经历磨难，但也会在那里得到上帝的保护和属灵的滋养，就像以色列民在摩西带领下所经历的那样。 因此,
so what does this mean for you and me here today?
那么这对现今的你我意味着什么呢?
First of all, believe in the child born of Mary, who is the Son of God, who has come into the world to save us from our sins and to give us eternal life. Be connected to Him in His faithful covenant community through repentance and faith.
首先，要相信玛利亚所生的孩子，他是上帝的儿子，来到这个世界上，是为了将我们从罪恶中拯救出来，并赐给我们永生。借着悔改和信靠，与基督和他忠实的圣约群体建立联系。
Second, trust God despite all appearances and the tribulations you endure. Satan in the world seems so powerful, like the red dragon. But God will protect you and His people as He has for all ages. And in the end, you will be with Jesus when He comes again in His glory on that great day of judgment.
第二，要相信上帝，尽管表面上 你遭受了种种的磨难，撒旦和这个世界看起来很强大，就像大红龙一样，但上帝会保护你和他的子民，就像在历世历代中所做的那样。最后，耶稣在大审判的日子再次荣耀的降临时，你将与他同在。Let
us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, as we come to the season of celebrating the birth of Your Son, help us to see how You have worked out Your plan of salvation for all time. Help us to see how often Satan and the world have tried to stop it, and also how You have always prevailed. Help us to trust that You will prevail in our hearts and lives also.
你是如何制定救赎的计划，帮助我们看清撒旦在这个世界上是如何频繁的试图拦阻你的计划，你又是如何得胜的。 帮助我们相信你会在我们的心中，在我们的生活中得胜。奉主耶稣基督的名。